Westwood.
This is Adam Virgo.
This is John Curtis.
Hi, this is Stan Collymore.
And you are listening to the V2 Football Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the V2 Football Podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Kendrick, and I'm joined by Nick Davey.
Yeah, good evening.
And Richard Hero Hudson.
Good evening.
Hey. That's my favourite part of the week, that is.
Are you guys both well?
No.
Excellent.
I'm absolutely knackered.
Why are you so knackered? Any reason, though?
Second pre-season friendly, but it was a lot more harder, especially given how hot it was outside. And yeah, I'm just knackered.
Why are you so good, Rich?
I'm off all week.
That is good.
I'm here all week.
All right. Start with a few sort of light-hearted stories. We talked about Mario Balotelli. We talked about Mario Balotelli on the last podcast, and Chris has sent me a list of all the clubs which have allegedly turned him down. So apparently, AC Milan, Inter Milan, Sampdoria, Chievo, Pescara, Napoli, Ajax, Sassuolo, Udinese, Besiktas have all rejected him, and the whole of the Chinese Super League have said they're not interested in him. So it's not looking.
That's a pretty poor deal if the Chinese Super League won't have you, isn't it?
They don't want to ruin their league out there, do they?
Well, you could have a blind girl guide, and she'll be the fifth highest paid player in the world as one of the Chinese clubs.
I heard Nice are interested in that.
All right, yes, a step up from Port Vale, which we mentioned last time.
Pat and Nice are very keen, but.
I think at a club, though, it would be great for a small club like Nice for their publicity and that, but...
Yeah, but then you'll probably end up just being a knob there.
Probably. Or it could be like a Ben Arfa, though. You know, Ben Arfa went there last season and he got all the criticism for his attitude and that at Newcastle. He went there and he's really turned it around.
Yeah, I suppose.
I was discussing it with a mate earlier, actually, about Balotelli. Would he go down as sort of one of the most underperforming players of this generation?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he's got to, and he's as good as anyone. Like, I remember him playing for Italy.
He was pretty good
at
City, I thought.
Yeah, Italy though, on his day, like playing for Italy as well, he had some really good performances, like in Euros and stuff.
Yeah, the one bloody game he's turned up in recent years, he played against us in the World Cup, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, it was
Ravel,
the one.
That's up there as well.
The what? Sorry.
Ravel Morrison, that's one that I've up there as well.
Yeah,
yeah, I think. He's doing quite well for Lazio.
Mm.
I don't think he hardly played, did he, last season?
Oh, did he not? Oh, I'm only going by what happened when we played them in a friendly.
A couple of other stories. It's been talked quite a lot about on the forum. Andre Gray's been punished for tweets that he sent out 4 years ago. Do we think that's right, or...?
Well, you can't say it, really, can you? I mean, it's a bit of a story for him that's now been picked up on that. I mean, that's a bit harsh, but no, I mean, if you said it, I mean, you've got to really be. It's a difficult one, really, because hey, 4 years ago he was just a little pikey in on me, and now he's a Premier League footballer. Now he's in the centre of attention, and everything. And to be fair, his statement was very mature. Mm. I thought what he said on Saturday night.
How far back do you go?
Exactly, it's a bit harsh. It's like saying, "Oh, he said this at school, can we punish him?"
How far back can you punish somebody for what they did in their early life?
But then, exactly. I mean, I'm sure they're gonna. Everyone's gonna throw through all these players like Jamie Vardy. He's probably said so. Not just criticised now. I mean, you know, these sort of players have come out of non-league or so. Everyone's just gonna start scrolling through all their tweets and stuff. But when they were youngsters, and it's just not really fair, is it?
I sort of agree.
The thing is, yeah, we're not sort of saying that was okay what he did, but
absolutely not.
That has to be a cut off, I think, for me.
Another ban, which maybe is a bit harsh. Hope Solo, the American goalkeeper, she's got a 6-month ban because during the Olympics she got She said after the game that the Swedish team were a bunch of cowards for their defensive tactics. Sweden ended up winning, and yeah, she called them a bunch of cowards in the post-match interview, and now she's got a six-month ban. So
it's a hard one. She's a nasty bit of work, from what I can gather.
Well, she got she was in the news because she got a ban, not a ban, like a suspension for it weren't a drug. It was like I think it was like a pill or something that she took, or something for morning sickness. It was something like that, but she didn't declare it. But
yeah. Isn't she quite abusive to like her husband and also other members of the family and stuff as well, as far as I'm aware? But the punishment does not fit the crime.
No. Could you imagine if a Premier League player came out and said something like that?
Well, I think they get out of that sort of stuff all the time.
Yeah, Barton probably will say stuff like that as well.
Yeah. All right, well, has anyone else got any other interesting, funny stories or anything like that that's caught their eye?
West Ham are losing at the moment. That's always funny.
Yeah, that's quite funny. Palace lost again. It's Tottenham. That's quite funny.
All right, well, we'll move on to the Champions League draw in that case. So, interesting draw for Man City are probably the most interesting. They've got a group with Barcelona, Borussia Dortmund, Borussia Mönchengladbach and Celtic. What do we think? Do we think Barcelona and City are the two to go through?
Yeah, I think they've got to really be, haven't they? It's quite a good group. I mean, it's going to be nice seeing Pep back at the new camp. Yeah, I mean, it's probably the easiest group to predict, I think. I think City, and I mean, admittedly, I don't know much about the German team there, but I think it's obvious where sort of it's going to pan out. I think it'll be City, Barcelona winning, and then Celtic, all that team coming third and fourth. I mean, I think Celtic, yeah, they're going to really struggle, I think. But, you know, they create quite a bit of atmosphere at Celtic Park, so they'll have some fun nights there. I mean, we've seen them before, they've turned up on European nights, but... Yeah, you can't really look past City or Barcelona, can you?
No, Gladbach, they've been pretty decent for the last few years, and they've got a few good young players at the club, but it's one of them where I think a fair few of the big names have left over the summer. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like, back into Arsenal.
Yeah.
So, I don't they've replaced those with like-for-like. You can't look past the two big guns there.
Yeah, I completely agree. It'll be the four in order of seeing City. Barcelona, City, Mönchengladbach, Celtic. Leicester City, they were obviously top seeds as they won their league with the new seeding system, which has come in. They're in a group with Porto, Club Brugge and Copenhagen, which is quite a nice group for them. You'd expect maybe Porto to win the group, but you would expect Brugge and Copenhagen to be the bottom two, with Leicester second, maybe beating Porto.
Leicester, I don't think, could have wished for a better set of teams.
Absolutely.
I thought Leicester could have slipped out of the group stage in this, but I think they're going to finish top. Porto aren't the side that they were a few years ago either.
Well, no, Benfica were champions.
I think they'll come second, Leicester. I think they'll come second. It depends really what they do for teams. So they still haven't got a massive squad, have they, really, to field it? I mean, they're going to struggle in one thing. I mean, I think it'll be the Premier League they'll struggle in. I actually think they'll probably get out of this group. I think what Hero said about they couldn't wish for a better group, I couldn't agree more with that statement, really. I think they've done well here. Now I think they've given them a bit of a buzz as well, I think.
All right.
It's not even like the worry of, you know, when you get like a tricky East European side, you've not even got that in it.
Mm-hmm. I reckon, I reckon Porto will win the group, though. But question I want to ask is, how far do we think, what do you think Leicester can do in the Champions League? Can we see them, well, we all envisage them coming out of the group, but after that, what do we think?
I think last 16. I think what will happen is in the last 16, they'll have the home game first, and they'll pull off a surprise, like 2-1 win against big team. Mm-hmm. And everybody like, oh wow, they're good, and then they'll get absolutely pummeled in the away leg.
Sounds about right.
Alright. It's a shame though with the group, because I wanted to see like a Leicester play like a Barcelona or a Real Madrid or a Bayern. I hope we do get to see them play a top European team myself. I'd love to watch, you know, Leicester City play Barcelona, for instance.
Yeah, a high pressing team, and then for Leicester to just absolutely get them on the counter every time.
I'd love to see Vardy tear Barcelona apart.
I just think it'd be fascinating to watch whether they win or lose, to be honest. Just sticking with Leicester briefly, Danny Drinkwater has signed a new 5-year contract at the club today, which is great news for them.
Yeah, he's a great player. Great player, I think. I thought he was very well done for.
I know Shane and I had mentioned a few times at the end of last season that I thought Leicester would fall apart players-wise before they'd stay together. Shane, apart from Kante, got it nailed on. Because everybody's stayed, haven't they?
Yeah, I think he seems like a loyal lad, and he's a great player. I mean, I think he's done well. He's worked his way up through the leagues. So, you know, let go by United as a kid, but no. But I thought he had a fantastic season last year. I thought he was very, very unlucky not to be in France over the summer. I think it just didn't help the fact there was a lot of similar players to him. But no, I think good news for Leicester. So I think he can continue on his fantastic season last year.
Another team which is probably would probably consider that they've got a good draw is Tottenham. They were third seeds, but they got CSKA, Moscow, Bayer Leverkusen and Monaco in their group. So I reckon Tottenham could win the group, but I'd expect them to certainly qualify, but possibly win.
Yeah, none of the other teams are sort of exceptional, are they? They're all sort of like that middling okay level, but nothing great. The winner of the Champions League is not coming from that group.
It should be quite a good group, though. I reckon, like, in terms of, I'd expect it to go all the way in terms of, you know, what matters. There won't be any dead robbers in that game.
No.
I quite like groups like that.
Yeah, but even the bottom seed is a fairly decent team.
Yeah. I think Monaco are the best fourth seed in there. Besiktas, maybe the other one. But, yeah, Monaco are probably the best fourth seed team. But then, yeah, with CSKA and Leverkusen, they've got a decent, you know, the worst top two.
Yeah, it'll be one of them where the bottom club isn't that far off the top club come the end of the group, I expect.
Uh-huh. Final English team is Arsenal. They're in a group with PSG, Basel and Ludo Goretz. Kind of sounds a bit like a group Liverpool were in recently, because they've had Basel and Ludo Goretz in their European adventures recently. Would you expect Arsenal to qualify again? Do you expect all four English teams to qualify?
Yeah, what I'd expect is the Arsenal to be leading the group and then muck it off on the last day and then go out as usual to Barcelona in the next round.
I think all four teams will go through. The only one I think might not get through is Tottenham. If they depends how bad they sort of do it, but I think all four teams look like they're going to be on their way.
With just going back to Arsenal briefly, do you think with them having PSG in their group, do you think PSG are the same side without Ibrahimovic?
It's a talismanic figure up front, but he's not all the team. Somebody has to be passing him the ball to get it in the goal. They bought a few decent players, but not the superstars that I thought they would get. They got Krajicek from Sevilla for just under 30 million. Jesse from Real Madrid, who a lot of people like, for me, hasn't shown the sort of football manager form yet. And Ben Arthur, who's one of the best players in France last year.
It's sort of a, yeah.
I think they're still going to get one big player in.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we've covered the English teams. There's a few other interesting things. Bayern Munich, Atletico Madrid are in the same group, along with PSV and Rostov. So I guess the Bayern Atletico should be good games to see.
They're going to be a bruising encounter, I imagine. Vidal and Senlot.
And the other, Real Madrid and Dortmund have been paired together also with Sporting Lisbon, Legia Warsaw. So, yeah.
Dortmund versus Real Madrid, I think, will be a cracking football games.
Mm. Especially after the semi-final a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and Dortmund, obviously, they've had quite a few outgoings, but I was really impressed with the ingoings at Dortmund over the summer. It's certainly a bit sort of football manager in the players that they've brought in, but if they all come off, that's a really exciting attack they've got now.
Just to go on, do you think who do you think will win the Champions League? Who's your favourites to win it?
I would put my money at this moment on Bayern Munich.
Okay. Real Madrid for me.
I think Real Madrid as well.
I don't think they'll do. No club has done it 2 years running yet.
It's got to start somewhere.
It has to.
They've got Bale.
In the Champions League. Sorry, go on.
Bayern with their manager.
Yeah.
Looks solid for me.
A Bayern Munich Real Madrid final could be good if you know it's Bale. It's in Cardiff, so Bale in his hometown. Ancelotti against his former club. It sounds like it's all set up to be perfect.
think it'll be fantastic if it's Dimitar Hamann say last night? He thinks Chelsea are going to win the whole thing.
Did he? They'll have a job, won't they?
it was funny when someone told them they're not even in the competition.
All right, we'll move on to a different competition. It was the League Cup second round this week. Nick, I believe you got a review of what happened the other night. Well, last night and Tuesday night.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, no, I've got a great review of the second round. Obviously, second round Premier League teams joined in, so it was quite a fascinating week, I thought. So it was like the big boys, Liverpool, and so they made very short and easy work of it. It could have been a potential tough game, I think we all thought that. And as I say, yeah, no, Liverpool made very smart work of it with 5-0. They were taken all the way by Bristol Rovers. A fantastic effort by Bristol Rovers and Darrell Clark. They lost 3-2 to Chelsea. That's a fantastic effort from Bristol Rovers there. Everton as well, making short work of Yeovil, winning 4-0. But I understand Yeovil didn't play badly at all. They played very well there. Some upsets. Obviously, we saw Burnley go out to local rivals Accrington Stanley. That was an incredible moment in extra time there last night. Really, really enjoyed watching that actually. And fantastic moment for Accrington Stanley Football Club. Also, Gillingham they upset Watford at Vicarage Road, and that also does. We'll move on to the round three in a minute. The draw, but it does see Justin Edinburgh go back to a familiar place. Also, the biggest result was Brighton beating Oxford 4-2 with Elvis Manu scoring. Other upset, Northampton Town with continuing there. Obviously, a fantastic. We obviously spoke on the 72 show about them non-stop last year, about their epic season, but dumping out West Brom on penalties 4-3. On the subject of penalties, shout out to the Derby Carlisle. They have Derby winning 14-13 on penalties.
Tense watching that on Sky Sports News.
Yeah, as we kept them delaying the draw. But that was a fantastic effort from Carlisle there. I mean, tough place to go, Derby, but they did themselves very proud. Also, shout out to the Blackburn Crew game. So Blackburn making really hard work of that, obviously struggling in the Championship, and Crew giving them a very good game at Ewood Park there. But obviously quite disappointing. I mean, there's only 3,000 fans there. I mean, I know it's the Capital One Cup, it's not very well attended, but 3,000 for a club that's won the Premier League, it's not very good, is it, to see. A final upset also City was lost. Sorry, Matt, say again.
City again in a few years.
Yeah. Final upset as well last night was Fulham beating Middlesbrough 2-1. Well, that brings us to the third round draw.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a fantastic draw, personally.
It is.
Man United away at Northampton, Chelsea away at Leicester, Liverpool away at Derby, Arsenal away at Nottingham Forest, Chelsea already away at Leicester, Tottenham home to Gillingham, so Justin Edinburgh returning there to White Hart Lane, obviously a former fullback for Tottenham. Brighton home to Reading, not a very glamorous tie for us at all. But no, I think they're the ties that easily stand out for me.
West Ham Accrington as well.
Yeah, West Accrington, a fantastic time there, and go to the flashy new fantastic stadium at West the Olympic Stadium. So, fantastic time for them. Don't know if you guys have got any other draws that stood out for you.
I think you've said them all. There's like five or six. The problem is how, like, which ones are they going to put on TV? Because I would like to be the guy on TV deciding.
Really, I think it will be personally Northampton United.
Yeah.
And probably Leicester Chelsea.
Yeah, I'd go with those two.
West Ham,
I think.
United generally get on the TV if it's against them.
I think that's what it is. I mean, especially it's FA Cup. They're obviously, I think they've got, I think their record will be TV in the FA Cup's God knows what. But I think, yeah, I just think with Mourinho and United, they're the biggest club in England, obviously, aren't they? So away at a little club like Northampton is fantastic. And then obviously, Leicester Chelsea should be a great game. And obviously, it could be an upset. I know, obviously, last season we wouldn't have said that, but it still could be an upset there. And Derby, Liverpool, and Forest, Arsenal should be some cracking games as well. But I think they'll be the two that will get on the telly.
It's a difficult one.
But no, I think that's about it for the for the Capital. Big shout to Exeter. That was God knows how long those fans start to travel, but at least the fans that did travel got to see them side continue their epic start for the season and into the
into the next round of the cup. So well done to Mark Feegan.
All right.
That concludes that.
Yeah, very good. Very well summarised that. Really enjoyed it. Just want to move on to performance of the week. So we've been doing it every week. We put four. Sorry. So we'll move on to. Fucking hell. Sorry. So.
I had visions of Gary Lineker doing that match today.
So we'll move on to our new feature this season, performance of the week. So each week we're putting up four of the players who we thought performed the best. The winner of Performance of the Week this week was Christian Stuani for his performance against Sunderland, scoring twice. He won 48%.
I've won.
The other nominees, I know we're considered Aguero, Ibrahimovic, amongst others. But yeah, Stuani, I think it's hard not to argue that he deserved to win. So well done to him.
Although he got the glory for the two goals, I think Negredo had a better performance.
I thought the whole front line of management did very well. I thought they were very good. I think him, Stuani, Negredo, and was it Doma? The other one. I thought they were very good going forward at Middlesbrough. I was very impressed with Middlesbrough as a whole, actually, on Sunday. I thought it was similar. It was like they were in the Championship, extremely strong at the back, and then very good on the counter-attack. If they can do that for a lot of games, especially against teams like Sunderland, I think they'll have no problem staying up. So I was really impressed by them. And Stuani's a funny player. I mean, he was sort of on the, didn't really get much of a game time, but then it's sort of in the end of last season, he really shone into it. And certainly he scored against us, I think, in that one or draw. So, no, he's, I think Middlesbrough were very impressed by their man Stuani.
Moving on from that to something related to it, though, because obviously they beat Sunderland. Moyes came out afterwards and said, we're going to have a relegation battle again this season. Do you think he should be saying that after two games?
Well, he's come back and said it was a positive comment, but
yeah, I think Moyes said that sort of thing when he was at United, and he said, like, we inspired to be like City, and that just...
I think...
Don't say those sort of things to your
fans. I think I can see how he meant it. I think he means... Because over the years, Sunderland just... It's typical Sunderland season is they start off shit, manager gets sacked in December, and they go and get Sunderland, and they stay up. It's been like that for the last God knows how many years, hasn't it? Really, Sunderland. And well, I think, yeah.
It's very glass half empty, though, isn't it? It's like telling all your players and your fans straight away, yeah, we know we shit.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's not, you shouldn't have said it. And to be fair, I think if you're a Sunderland fan, you'd be a bit angry, wouldn't you? Like, hang on, you're supposed to be a big manager. We've got a big name manager in, and you're saying stuff like that. I'd be a bit concerned. Yeah, I'd be very angry. If they got like some nobody in as manager, and he certainly hasn't said that, you can understand. But an experienced manager like David Moyes, who's managed the biggest club in the country, it would be a bit disappointing, wouldn't you, turn around saying stuff like that? You'd think you'd have belief in your own ability to keep the team up, no?
But then Ranieri said last season, even though Leicester were top of the league, I just want the team to get 40 points. I'm not interested in anything else.
That's a bit different, isn't it?
You can say that's the thing, though, when you win.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We'll move on to this week's quiz. So this week it's three rounds of Son of a Pitch. So first question, name the players in the Premier League who have scored the most direct free kick. I've got eight on my list who've scored at least 10 free kicks direct.
This is in Premier League history.
In Premier League since. Nick, I'll let you go first.
Thank you. That's very kind. I'll go for Cristiano Ronaldo.
Took a lot of free kicks. He scored 11.
Don't get that many on nowadays, does he?
Is that correct?
Yeah, it's correct. He scored 11 free kicks for Man United.
I'll go for the one that was better than him at free kicks for United, Beckham.
Beckham's top of the list. He's got 15. He scored more than anyone else. Nick?
I'll go with the Lampard.
No, he's not scored at least 10 free kicks, unfortunately.
For fuck's sake.
That surprises me.
That's obviously rigged.
Henry?
Yeah, he's got 12, second highest.
Gerrard?
No.
Fuck off.
Would Rooney be any then?
Rooney? Wayne Rooney? No, he's not.
I was thinking length of service that he'd have been up there.
I could see why you said him, but...
Right, I need to think it... Stuart Downing would be one. Probably not.
No.
That's probably me out.
If Richard gets this, he's won.
All right, don't rub it in.
Sorry.
I'm going to take a punt.
Okay.
That I remember used to be really good for Leeds. Ian Hart?
No.
That's a good shout. That's a great shout, that is. This is a really bold, really, really bold statement.
Okay.
Stephen Reid, the old Blackburn player.
I know who he is. Yeah. He's not on the list. He's not on the list, but I know who he is.
He scored an absolute thunderbolt once. I think it was the fastest goal that's ever gone. Like, I mean, fastest as in hard, like, fast free kick, but I mean, it was like 100 miles per hour he hit it.
Yeah, he's not, unfortunately. So Richard's won. I don't know if you want to take the last guess for fun.
The guy that I once swore at in Amsterdam, Zola.
Yeah, he scored 12 free kicks.
What are the other names there?
So I'll give you the list of all of them. You've got Morton Gamps Pedersen for Blackburn. Laurent Robert. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah,
Cristiano Ronaldo, obviously. Sebastian Larsson, who scored 11. Gianfranco Zola. Thierry Henry and David Beckham. So we'll move on to the second round. So I want you to name players who have scored at least 2 Champions League hat-tricks. Only Champions League, not the previous iterations of the European Cup. Richard, I'll let you go first this time.
I'm having a good hope he must have done.
Okay.
Ronaldo.
Yeah, he has. He scored 5 hat-tricks in the Champions League.
Who's that, Ronaldo?
Ronaldo. Yeah. There's a couple of obvious.
Got to go for his buddy, Messi.
Yeah, he's also scored 5 Champions League hat-tricks. They're joint top. So now, yeah, the obvious ones, the very obvious ones are gone.
Mr. Roy, he did the draw, didn't he, yesterday, and he was the 4th highest scorer, so he's got to be up there.
Who?
Who? Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Oh, sorry, van Nistelrooy. Okay. Yeah, he scored 2 hat-tricks in the Champions League.
I'll go for Raul.
He's 3rd top scorer.
He may be, but he doesn't have 2 hat-tricks.
Fuck off.
No, he doesn't have 2 hat-tricks, unfortunately.
What a load of rubbish.
Richard?
I know he's at least got 1. I hope he's got a 2nd, Lewandowski.
Yeah, he has. He's got 2 hat-tricks.
Samuel Eto'o?
Yeah, he's got 2. That's 3-2 to Rick.
I don't think he's done it. I was thinking Ibrahimovic, but I don't think he has. I'll say Ibrahimovic. I think he's always been a bit shit in the Champions League.
He doesn't. He's not done it. So, it's level. Well, Nick's got a chance to level it up after 4.
Fats Ronaldo.
No, he's not on the list. From what I recall, I don't have it to hand, but I think his Champions League record's pretty terrible. He's not on the list, unfortunately.
You've got it in for me.
So, this is your chance to win it, Richard, and really make my day.
I've got 2 players.
Okay.
Shevchenko or Drogba. I'll go for Shevchenko.
No.
Well, if you'd have gone for Drogba, you'd have been right. And Shevchenko's also right, though, so it's all over. Richard's won. Just if you're playing along, Ronaldo and Messi both got 5 hat-tricks. Mario Gomez, Filippo Inzaghi, Luis Adriano all got 3 hat-tricks. The other Adriano from the mid-2000s, he's got 2. Benzema, Andy Cole, Didier Drogba, Samuel Eto'o, Roy Mackay, Michael Owen, Marco Simone, Andrei Shevchenko, Roberto Soldado, Ruud van Nistelrooy, Robert Lewandowski all have 2 hat-tricks. Just in case you're wondering, the only player to score hat-tricks in consecutive games in the Champions League is Luis Adriano. So yeah, that makes it 2-0 to Richard.
What was it to that season?
Makes it 2-0 to Richard in terms of some of the pitch, but we'll play the final round anyway. It was also the league...
For the clean sweep.
Sorry?
I'm going for the clean sweep. Wipe him off the face.
Alright, so final round is the League Cup.
Oh, well.
We'll find out. So I want you to name any club that has won the League Cup at any time since it started, at least twice. So, Nick, I'll let you go first.
Liverpool.
Yeah, they've won it the most times. They've won it 8 times.
United.
Well, it's about the left.
Man United have won it 4 times.
Manchester City.
Yeah, they've won it 4 times, including 2014 and 16.
Chavsky.
Yeah, they've won it on 5 occasions.
I don't think Arsenal won it much. Tottenham, they won it. Swansea won it. We'll go to Tottenham.
Yeah, they've won it on 4 occasions, most recently, 2008.
Yeah, 2008, I think they won it in the late
90s. Yeah, they won it in 99, as well as twice in the 70s, 71, 73.
Yeah.
I seem to recall at least once Big Fat Ron celebrating with Aston Villa. I'm going to go for them.
Yeah, they've won it 5 occasions, 61, 75, 77, 94 and 96.
Weren't they the first winners? Then they beat somebody like Rotherham in the final.
I don't have that. They might have been. I've no idea, to be completely honest.
I'm sure the first final was against a real underdog.
Hmm.
It's Rotherham.
What's the score?
It's 3 all after 3.
So that's my go.
It is.
Interesting. City, etc. I'm torn between Blackburn and Birmingham. Dick Forest might cause a bit of damage back in the day. 2013 Swansea, 2011 City, 2010 United. Middlesbrough won it. Very risky. I'm going to go Blackburn.
No, I'm afraid not. So, chance to take the lead, Rich.
Arsenal? Nobody said that, have we?
No. Arsenal's not been said. They haven't won it since 1993, though, but they also won it in 1987, so, yeah. So that's 4-3 to Rich, so Nick's got to get this right in order to stay in the game.
I'll go for a club that was massive back in the day, and it's probably wrong, Nottingham Forest.
They've won it 4 times, 78, 79, 89 and 90. So Rich, to win the game, 5-4.
Go and fuck it up.
There's 4 teams left you can name.
How many?
There's 4 on the list, 4 more teams on the list.
I'm trying to think through the ones that I'm struggling now, so I'm thinking of the ones Nick's just said that are possibilities.
Just because Nick said them, it doesn't mean they're right.
No, but I know that they've won it at least once on them ones. I think of like who was good in the 70s, 80s.
Mm.
I'll go Everton.
No, they're not right. So, we'll go to sudden death on the final 4 teams. So, Nick, it's over to you.
You said Everton, did he?
Richard's guess was
a risky one. I definitely won it once. Whether they've won it more than that, I'll go for Birmingham.
Birmingham City. Yeah, they've won it twice in 63, 2011.
Oh, lovely.
So, Richard's got to get this right.
Wolves?
Yeah, they've won it twice.
Oh, no.
To you, Nick. There's 2 more on the list.
I'll go for a club that was pretty good, I guess. Leeds?
No, I'm afraid not. Rich?
Sheffield Wednesday?
No, I'm afraid not. There's 2 teams left to get and we could be in for a long night.
I'm pretty sure I've only won it once, but I'll go nonetheless. I know they've won it. Swansea?
No, I'm afraid not. This could go on later in the Derby Carlisle shootout.
Who was the one you said last that it was right?
What, Nick?
Yeah.
He said Birmingham City, I think.
Yeah, I got that right.
Oh, which was correct.
That wasn't too long ago they won it. Did they go down the same year?
Yeah, they won it in 2011. They beat Arsenal in the final, didn't they?
I will go with, because they were decent at the start of the Premier League, and they used to be all right around before then, Norwich.
Norwich is correct, and that's a 3-0 win to Richard. So, the final answer you didn't get was Leicester City. They've won it on 3 occasions.
Leicester?
Leicester have won it 3 times. So the full answers are Liverpool, Aston Villa, Chelsea, Man United, Tottenham, Nottingham Forest, Manchester City, Leicester City, Arsenal, Norwich, Birmingham and Wolves. They're all the teams who've won the League Cup at least twice.
I think I should look over the League Cup announcements.
Well, after a 3-0 win, I think you can do what you like on this show now, Rich.
I think Nick's gone home, gone back somewhere.
Sorry, yeah, I'm fine.
You're all right. Sound very fine. So, to finish the show, we'll move on quick for Nick's sake. So to finish the show, I wanted to look at a few transfers, both rumours, confirmed transfers, look ahead to deadline day. First bit of news, Bastian Schweinsteiger has put a statement on his Twitter saying that he's not going to join a European club, that Man United are the final club in Europe he'll play for, and that they were the only club that could take him away from Bayern Munich. What do we think is going to happen to him? Do you think he'll move somewhere, or do you think he'll just end up at United come this end of transfer deadline?
I think the thing to be of interest there is he won't join another European club.
Mm-hmm.
That's, to me, says I'm joining the MLS or China.
You think he'd do that now? You think he's not got any other ambitions or, you know, anything else like that?
It's pretty clear for Mourinho that he is not getting in that first team this year.
Uh-huh. Rightly, in your opinion, or?
If somebody is very much... When you're the manager of a club, you've got to set your stall out. And if there's a player there that's clearly the old manager's favourite and you know is going to be not right for the atmosphere in the dressing room that you want, however professional a player like Bastian Schweinsteiger is, which I'm sure he is, I know there was comments from some of the players last season that whilst he was out injured, he was off watching his wife play tennis rather than trying to get fit and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
If he's not the right player for Mourinho, then the best thing is to get him out of the situation of the dressing room, put him with a second team.
Okay.
However good he is.
Arsenal look like they could be doing some serious business. Apparently they're going to be spending...
They need to.
Yeah, they do. But apparently they're spending $50 million combined on that Lucas Perez, who... He was linked to Everton for a while, but now it looks like he's joining Arsenal, and Shokran Mustafi looks like that's finally going to get confirmed. Personally, I think they're paying $50 million for two players who don't really... They have depth to the squad, but I don't think they really improve the team as such. I don't know what you guys think.
Who's that?
Shokran Mustafi and Lucas Perez. They're both coming over from the Spanish League for a combined $50-odd million.
Yeah, I mean, they're not great, really.
Yeah, they're not... I wouldn't say, oh, that's £50 million worth of talent there.
No, that's the thing. I'm not sure. They do need the depth. They do quite desperately need a centre-back. And I think, I don't know. I don't know what they need up front. I don't know if they need that top striker or not with Giroud. I don't know.
Well, didn't it come out the other day that Wenger had pretty much his entire summer of transfers was trying to convince Griezmann to join? And at the end of it was just no.
It wouldn't surprise me. Griezmann signed a new contract, hasn't he, recently at Atletico?
Yeah.
There was talk about him going to PSG as well to be the main man up there, but it looks like he's staying at Atletico now.
The only team I think Griezmann would have joined would have been United, because he is a huge United fan.
Yeah, I think he's one of them players who could walk into virtually any side and probably include Barcelona in that. He could probably get into their side as well.
Oh, yeah. For me, he's challenging Ronaldo
to play. Yeah. Just a little aside, I meant to bring it up earlier in the show, but with Griezmann, I know he was in the top three for Player of the Year, which was announced today. It was won, unsurprisingly, by Cristiano Ronaldo, but Bale and Griezmann were the other two. I guess it's nice not to see Messi or any of the Barcelona players in there.
There's come a time in the next 2 or 3 years where... Other people step up to the plate and take over the mantle of Ronaldo and Messi, because they're not going to be there around much longer.
Do you think Messi's the right... Do you think Ronaldo's the right man to want it? Personally, I can't really look past him after the year he's had.
Yeah, but I've said a few times that I don't think he had that an amazing European championships.
Yeah.
You can't fault his goal scoring. And Real Madrid won the Champions League once again. He scored was 50 plus goals again for another season.
Mm-hmm.
He's phenomenal. The these sort of players come once in a lifetime, and we've had two.
Yeah.
In the space of years. We're very lucky on the quality of players that are around at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Wilfried Zaha, Spurs have bid $15 million for him. Unsure whether that's accepted or not by Crystal Palace, but I think he might just go on to be a bit of another Townsend and not really get much of a look in at Spurs. I don't know what you guys think.
It's a bit of an odd one, that one. I know Spurs were originally interested before he ever joined United.
He's
another like Blassie that's a hot and cold player.
He did really well for me on Football Manager. He signed him with Tottenham, to be fair. I think Pochettino has been hacking into my Football Manager game. So I signed Wanyama, I signed Zaha, I also signed Lukaku and Mane, so they could be next. There was someone else I signed as well, who was Jack Butland. So worry if you any of those players are not the clubs, because I think Pochettino's got his hands on my... Okay, in all seriousness, yeah, but he hasn't done much at Palace, has he, since he's returned to United? Because he was crap at United. He was good first time at Palace. Well, I wouldn't go more than good. I didn't thought he was praised too much just for trickery and skill. No, I mean that in a serious way. He's a good player, but I think Balassi's a much better player.
I remember that you absolutely hated him when he was in the Championship, because he used to tear.
He really didn't. Admittedly, he played very well in the playoff game when they beat us 2-0. Yeah, I'll admit that. But throughout the season, it was Balassi that was a lot better. He just did loads of tricks and skills. He was behind Will Buckley on assists, behind Will Buckley on goals. And Buckley's pretty shy as well. So he's really not worth 15 million. He'll be a good squad player.
I can't hear you, Nick. I got to say he was a good squad player and then just cut out.
Oh, yeah, he's a good squad player, but if they wanted that, funny where we live in.
Shame Shane's not here, but Southampton have agreed a £21 million fee for Sofyan Boufal, who comes over from the French League. He can play as a winger or up front. He scored 11 goals last season. Southampton is a bit short up front. I guess he adds an option.
Very, very well thought of player in the French League. But again, it's one of those myths of... Yeah, you look at like the ones that Newcastle bought in over the last few years that were well thought of players in the French league and didn't really do much in this league.
Yeah, that Remy Cabella they brought in last year, didn't they, the year before, and he had a really good. He scored quite a lot in the French league, didn't he? He was one of the top players that season, and then did nothing.
Fauvan was very well thought of, and he's just gone back to Marseille, not really done much in the league. If he captures his form that he had in France, then it's a great buy, but I think he's a bit of a punt.
Another player who's left Newcastle, Daryl Yanmat, who I thought was, I think he's a fantastic player. He's joined
Watford. I really like him.
I do as well. He's a great player. He's joined Watford for about £7.5 million, something, that sort of ballpark figure.
Signing for Watford. I always like Watford's right back, Neil, to be fair, so whether they can make room for both of them, I don't know, but nah. He's a target, but I thought it would be better for someone like Swansea, personally, because I really like Watford's right there, but nonetheless, great player, and yeah, you know what you're
going to
get.
I think Neon could play right mid, maybe, because he's quite a pacey player, maybe, or maybe one of them could play left back, I don't know, but yeah, he's definitely Premier League standard, and he definitely will do well at Watford, I think.
Well, in my opinion, I mean, I know Watford aren't in Europe, but I would say that the Premier League, you do need two quality players in each position.
Mm-hmm.
I know obviously it's better when you're in Europe, but I mean, still, one star, and you know, yeah.
Yeah. All
especially
right.
If you like Watford, you want to run in one of the cups as well.
Just the final thing I want to mention, Manchester City and their goalkeeping situation. So Claudio Bravo has been confirmed to join City today. They've signed him for about $15 million. Barcelona have replaced him with the Ajax goalkeeper Jasper Silesen. They're both confirmed deals. Joe Hart currently does not have he's currently third choice keeper at Man City. He doesn't have a club. Well, say he doesn't have a club. He's not picked a club to move to yet. I suppose he's going to move on, I'm sure, by the end of the transfer window. Any thoughts where he'll go?
Everton were heavily linked, but it doesn't seem likely now, does it?
Ronald Koeman said today Everton have got no interest in signing him, so I guess that's kind of
That's nice, isn't it?
It's 130k yeah, a week, I mean, wages.
I don't think he'd be going to a Premier League club. Everton's the only one I can really think of, but where else would he go, really? I mean,
and hasn't really he as well sort of come out and said that he doesn't really want to go abroad?
Well, he's turned down Sevilla and Dortmund. He's turned them both down.
Why should I play for them?
Maybe.
All I can think of.
Great for me.
The only thing I can think of is if someone comes in for De Gea.
Someone comes in for De Gea?
Then could you not maybe try and get your heart in? But that's a lot of business to happen in the space of a few days.
That would be the funniest thing.
No, it wouldn't.
No?
But no, I'm not. I can't really think of anyone else really who actually needs a keeper. West Ham maybe? Adrian Dan Randolph, right?
No, it's a strange one. It's a strange one. And Sam Allardyce has said he'll definitely be in his England squad. So I guess we'll have to see what happens.
Shouldn't play, though. Should be Fraser Forster. But...
yeah.
You look across the Premier League clubs, and the only one that you could think of that needed a keeper was probably Liverpool. Well, they went and bought one. I know he's out injured for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But all the other decent Premier League clubs have all got a nailed-on keeper, haven't they, at the moment?
Yeah. Yeah. Are there any other transfers anyone wants to mention? Or transfer rumours, any predictions, anything?
I'd say we're signing that Plonker from Blackburn who's managed to score 3 goals in 1 month in an off the season.
Oh, Shane Duffy?
Yeah. Apparently I've never seen him, but apparently he's actually a very good player. We're paying $4 million for him, so it must be alright. Apparently that's supposed to be confirmed for the weekend, but...
okay.
Over the time, especially the Premiership, I think it's granted. But no, I mean, centre back's a bit like, I mean, we've been playing Bruno centre back for the whole month, so.
Yeah. Rich, anything you'd like to see? Or
I'd like United to get at least another couple of players. And there's a lot of rumours around the other sort of big Brazilian star from the Olympics, which is Gabriel Barbosa, who's known as Gabigol. But I think he's going to go to Inter Milan of any of the clubs. And. The Monaco right back Brazilian Fabinho,
mm-hmm.
He's been heavily linked at the moment. But I don't know how much Mourinho's been impressed with Valencia's right back.
He's played quite well for United, I think. I think he's been good in the first couple of games. It's obviously early days, but
he's looked good for him, and the number of assists he got pre-season was high. But when it gets to a big club, is he there all that defensively?
I think he's quite good at the one-on-ones. I think he's quite good defending, you know, one-on-one against the winger. I think he's quite, you know, does quite well with his pace, and he's not getting bullied by a winger or anything. I don't know.
I think they'll be outgoing, certainly, from United in the next couple of weeks.
Maybe Schweinsteiger will go. We'll see. All right, well, I think we'll end the show there, unless there's anything else anyone would like to mention or anything.
I think I'm all right, yeah.
All right.
I'm all good.
Good stuff. All right, check out the V2 Academy. I know Chris has got a new episode out this week. The 72 show, as we've mentioned before, will be returning in September. I know Nick's really looking forward to that. Oh, just one final thing I forgot to mention. Also, you can check out our new website, v2football.com. And it's good night from me, and it's good night from Nick and Richard.
Good night.